Vayter and Shasrin Dav Chavtes, picking it up on the second line, discussing now Tisha B'Av was a gezerah that we're not going into Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately. And let's do a quick cheshbon, I'll read it inside. The cheshbon that they do, to figure this out is, we have the psukim say, that on the second year of leaving Eretz Yisrael, leaving Mitzrayim, on the way to Eretz Yisrael, we left Mitzrayim, the second year, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was set up on Aleph Nisan. Then they were there for until Chaf Iyar, that's a month, the next month in the 20th of the month, until the Anan, the cloud got up. And the cloud gets up to go, that means it's time for us to travel. They traveled for 3 days, which brings us to Chaf Gimel Iyar. Then they complained about the fact that about the mun, and they got meat, and they ate meat for 29 days, which brings us from Chaf Gimel Iyar to Chaf Beis Sivan. By Chav Beis Sivan, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara and ended up in quarantine for 7 days, and all Klai Yisrael waited for her. That brings us to Chav Tes Sivan. That's the end of the quarantine for the Lashon Hara. And then they sent out the Meraglim, the spies. And when they sent the spies for 40 days, it ended up on Ches Av. And then that night, following Ches Av, they ended up crying, and that was Tesaf, and that's known as Tisha B'Av. He said, you're crying because of that. For nothing, you're going to have a crying for something that's going to be for the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. With that intro, let's read inside now. On the 9th of Av, it was decided that we're not going to go into the land of Eretz Yisrael. Where do we get that from? As it says, Vahi b'chodesh harishon, in the first month, b'shan ha-sheni, in the second year, b'echad l'chodesh, in the first of the month, that was known as Aleph Nisan, hukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan was erected, set up. It was finally stood up. V'amar mar. Now we go back 1 year for a moment. Shana Bishona Asa Moshe's Mishkan. The first year Moshe made the Mishkan, but Shnia, we say what we just said, Hakim Moshe Asa Mishkan V'Shalach Miraglim. Moshe set up the Mishkan and he sent the Miraglim in the second year. We'll see when that is. V'Ksiv Vahi B'Shana Hasheni, and it was in the second month. B'Chodesh Hasheni, the second year in the second month. Be'Asam B'Chodesh on the 20th of the month. Nala Anan Me'al Mishkan Eidos. The Anan got up and went. The cloud went. V'Ksiv, and it says V'Yisu Mehar Hashem Der Shlosh Hashem. They went from Har Hashem for 3 days. They traveled for 3 days and they stopped over there, which means that we're 3 days later. Now we are Chav Gimel Iyar. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Osa Yom on that day, Saru Me'acharei Hashem, they left from Hashem. V'ksiv, and it says, Vasaf Sufa Shebikirbo, and all the mixtures of people that are in the Klai Yisrael, which means the Egyptians that joined, and other nations that joined when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, other people joined in, they started to do the wrong thing. Shebikirbo, Hisayvu Taiva, the Taivas, and that's the beginning of all bad. V'yashuva V'yifku B'gabani Yisrael, and they when they had Bnei Yisrael also they started turning away and they started crying also. Except in the pasuk says chodesh yamim, they ended up having meat for 29 days, was not good, but for a month of days chodesh yamim. An exact 29 days. The Havalu Esther Mitartin B'Sivan, that ends up being the 22nd of Sivan, as we said in our spilling out. V'Ksivan, it says, V'Tisagar Miriam Shivas Yamim, Miriam sat for 7 days, which she was quarantined because of Lashon Hara. The Havalu Esther Mitisha B'Sivan, ends up being the 29th of Sivan. V'Ksivan, the Pasuk says, Shalach Lecha Hashem, send out the spies. V'Tanya Willington Abraisa, V'Esther Mitisha B'Sivan, Shalach Moshe Miraglan, Moshe Ben Set at the Miraglan, the 29th of Sivan. V'Ksivan, it says, Vayeshuvu mitor haaretz miketz abrim yom. They came back from spying at the land after 40 days. Now, the Gemara, just as a side, asks, Hani arboim yom nachichanav. What do you mean it was 40 days? It was only 39 days, right? Because if you want to work it out, the math of where they ended up, Amarbai, no, because Tamas daivi shaita miloi milyua, they ended up being, it was an Iber chodesh. They filled it up. Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Kare alai moed, lishbor b'chorai, you should call a moed in order to break my young men. What does that mean, a moed? It means that it was a Rosh Chodesh, it's called a moed, it's a mini moed. And Kiva Moed. And so therefore there was an extra day that was added there, so it ended up being 40 days. V'Ksiv, and it says, V'Tisa Kol Eidav Yitun is Kolom V'Yivko Amalei Lehu. So 40 days after Chav Tesivan ends up being Ches Av. And then on that night, following Ches Av, they raised up their voice and they cried out that night. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it comes and he explains that there was Tisha B'Av Haya. That was Tisha B'Av. The Bach says, Osa Yom Erev, Osa Yom Tisha B'Av Haya. That day was Tisha B'Av. Omer Lema comes broke. Hashem says, whoa, Atem, Bechisa, Mechia, Shelchinam, you cried a free cry for nothing. Let's give him something to cry about. I'll give you something to cry about, boy. It's going to be a crying for generations. And that, my friends, is how we know that it was on the Tisha B'Av. Next, we get to the next thing we said that what happened was when Tisha B'Av Charev HaBayis Barishona, that it was destroyed, the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. How do we know? D'chsiva, Chodesh HaChamishi B'Shiva L'Chodesh. And it was on the fifth month, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, the fifth month, B'Shiva L'Chodesh, Pasuk in Malachim, on the seventh of the month. He shnas tsha asrei shana l'melech nevuchad netzar, melech bavel, ban nevuzradon rav tabachim eved melech bavel, Yerushalayim v'Yisrof is Beis Hashem. It was in the fifth month, in the seventh of the month, which is the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, and he had this fellow named Nebuzaradan who came along, and he was the he was like the general there. And unfortunately, he came and burnt the Beis Hamikdash. Uksiv, another pasuk that says, "Ubechodesh chamishi be'asel lechodesh shishnas shahasrei shana lemelech Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel banav usarez and rav tabachim am lefnei melech Bavel Yerushalayim." Now it says that it was on the 10th of the month. Now the first pasuk says 7th. Now it's saying the 10th. Gemara says, "Nahoradar v'tanya." We looked at the Bible. He said, "Yev shalom b'shiva." You can't say it was on the 7th. You can find number b'asher because it was on the 10th. "V'yev shalom b'asher." You can't say it was on the 10th. You can find number b'shiva because it was on the 7th. Okay, it said, "How do you make that work?" B'shiva nichnasu nachem lehechal. On the 7th, they came into the hechal, to the Beis Hamikdash. V'achul v'kilkul b'shvi shmini. They ate over there and they were mekalkelit. They were doing some bad stuff over there. On the 7th and the 8th, uchi shalom chashechach etzisu b'azor. In the 9th. Well, as it was getting close to the evening time, they lit it on fire. Oy, mei ayalonu, vayu dolik valach kol yom kula, it burned the whole day. Shnerma, oy, lonu kipona hayom ki natu tzalei erev. Woe is to us that the day is going down, that the shadows of the evening are coming. Behind the Dharma of Yochanan, that's what it means when Rav Yochanan says, if I would have been that generation, I would have set it up to be on the 10th of Av, not on the 9th of Av, because that's the majority of it burnt on the 10th. On the 9th, the beginning of it is better. Meaning we set up from when it first started, not from when it continued on and went in further. Okay, now we get into number 3. On the 2nd, Beis Hamikdash was also destroyed. We set up good things to fall out on good things, and bad things fall out on bad days. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the first time it was destroyed, it was Erev Tisha B'Av, Umotzi Shabbos Haya. Clearly, it doesn't mean Erev Tisha B'Av the day before. It means actually Tisha B'Av. So it was the afternoon, like we said, late afternoon of Tisha B'Av. Umotzi Shabbos, it was Motzi Shabbos. Umotzi Shvius, I said, it was right after Shemitah. Umishmarta Shel Yehoyariv, I said, it was the Mishmaris of Yehoyariv. That was the person whose Mishmar it was. The Levim were in the middle of saying Shira, and they were standing on their platforms, and they were going saying Shira. That's how they used to do it. And Umashir Al Yomer, which shir were they saying? Vayoshev Aleim Es Onam Uvrosam Yatzmisem. As the pasuk says that this is Mizmor Kel Nakomas Hashem Hu Shir Shalom Revi. Rashi says this is the really Wednesday's shir, which means that Hashem turned on them their own violence, and with their own evil, he's going to cut them off. They didn't have the ability of getting to the words Yatzmisim, that Hashem cut them off, until the goyim came along and they overcame them. The same thing happened in Bayesheni as well. What does that mean? It's also Bayesheni. It means to say that they also destroyed the Beis Hamikdash Bayesheni in Tisha B'Av as well. Nilka the Beis. Number 4 was the fact that Beitar got conquered. How do we know this? Gemara tradition. Necher Sha'ir, that the city was plowed. Rashi says, "Kedichsev Tzion Sada Techorish and Echrusha Kula Vanasis Kastei Charusha." It was like a plow field. Danya, we learned in a brayisa. We learned in a brayisa. Kishcharv Tunis Ruffus Harusha Seicha. And he went ahead and he was charav and he plowed up the heichal. Nigzor Gezera Rabbi Gamliel Ariga. There was a Gezera against Rabbi Gamliel that he should be killed. One of the people that was involved in making Gezerah got up and he went to the Beis Medrash and he said, "Bala chotem mizbakish, bala chotem mizbakish," which literally means, when I says bala chotem is bal koma vitzua, chosh of a person, Lishnachrina Gadol Adar Misbakesh. Rashi says Liharg, to be killed. Biremez Amarle Shaloya Kirubo Anshe Amelech. He said it in a remez, so in a hint, so that the other people shouldn't know what he's saying over there. The other people, you know, for the Goyim shouldn't know. This was a Roman guy, but he came along and he was trying to save him. Shom Rabbi Gamliel, Azal and Tasha Minayu, he understood what was going on over there, and he came and he hid himself. Rashi says he hid himself. Azal Gabi Bitsena, so this guy who saved him, he came, Rashi says, Azal Adon, Itzal Rabbi Gamliel Bitsena, he came to him where he was hiding. Amalei, Imatzil Nulach, Maisis, Li la alma dasi. If I go ahead and I save your life, will you bring me to Olam Haba? Will I go with you? Amalei in. He says yes. Amalei ishtabali, swear to me. Ishtabali swore to him. Solik la igra v'nafalamis. He went to the top of the roof and he fell off and he died. How does that help him? Gemir the chigazu gezerto mischad minayu mevatli gezertayu. We have a tradition that this was the law. Yeah, the Gemara that. If someone that was part of the actual decree ends up dying, then the decree is nullified. Rashi says, "Umischad minayu mina yotzen uksevurin sheira lahen al shahar legzor." So he ended up going ahead and saving his life by dying. The gzera is nullified. The other ones felt like, oh no, maybe the reason this happened to him is because of the fact that we made this gzera. Yotza Baskova Omra, a heavenly voice came out and said, "Adon zem zum lechem abba." This mister, this sir. He's invited to the world to come. Tanu Rabban on Mishacharav Abayis Barishon. Now, when the first person was destroyed, Niskabsu Kisos Kisos Shal Pirchek Hunah Umavtechos Heichal Biyadon. All the young Kohanim that came and they had the keys to the Heichal in their hands. Va'alu Lagaga Heichal. They went to the roof of the Heichal and they said the following: Va'amu Lefanav Ribona Shalolam Hol Va'lo Zachin Elios Gizbarim Ne'amanim. Since we weren't able to be trustworthy Gizbarim, the people that take care of the Beis Hamikdash, you Umavtechos Mesuros V'Lacha. The surahs lach they're given to you, Zurich and Klapimayli threw the keys up, and when they threw it up, Yatzakain pieces, Yad, a hand came out from Shamayim, the Kibla son, Mehan, and accepted it for them. Behem Kafsu Venaflu Tochaor, and they jumped and fell into the fires of the burning Beis Hamikdash. Va'aleim Konim Yishayahu Hanavi. Excuse moi. And on them Yishayahu Hanavi said lamentations. Said Kinnis. Masagechi Zion, Malacha Ephon, Kialisa Kulan Gagos, a prophecy of the valley of vision. What happened to you now that you all went to the rooftops? Shuas Malaya Iro Mia, Kiria Aliza, Chalalayach, Lo Chalalecher, Velo Masa Milchama. It was filled with a lot of craziness going on there, a joyous city, and your victims were not of sword and not of war, meaning that, that they fell into this fire over here. Afakod is broken. Avin Hashem said, "Mekarker kir v'shoy elahar." He wails and laments concerning the mountain. This is talking that of Yerushalayim, that unfortunately is set to happen. B'shvil har tzion sheshama Rashi says that it's no longer, nobody's living there anymore. That it became desolate. Next part of the Mishnah, Mishenichnas ab mematim b'seimcha. When the Matamav comes in, we're mimayit b'simcha. We decrease our level of simcha. Amar v'hu d'bray d'rabbi Shmuel bar Shelas m'shei d'rav. K'shem Mishenichnas ab mematim b'simcha. Just like when the Matamav comes in, we decrease our simcha. Kash mechinisa adar mar b'simcha. So too, when adar comes in, we increase our simcha. Rashi says, "Yemei nisim hayu liyisrael purim u'pesach." Amazing things that happen. Beautiful fart, right? We're in Av, we're memayit b'simcha, we decrease our simcha. In Adar, we're mayber our simcha, we increase our simcha, but nowhere does it say not to have simcha. Even though sometimes we make it less, sometimes we make it more, but you always have to be in a state of simcha. A yid never breaks, and a yid never bends, and a yid never gives up in the night. We always have to be in a state of simcha. Beep, turn the page, chav tesam beis. Amarav papa, zakdara papa, hilkach. If a Jew has some sort of din that's going between him and a Nachri, make sure don't do it in Av. Get out of doing it in Av. Deria Mazle, this is a bad mazel during that time. You go push it and make sure you're found in Adar. Try to make it happen in Adar. The Bari Mazle, because it's a better mazel in the month of Adar. Okay. What did we learn from that? Once we just said, Rabbi Yehuda We said Rav Yehuda b'Yedu Rav Shmuel bar Shilus b'Shita Rav. Then we say another one. He dashes a pasuk glosses to chamachiris v'tikva to give you a future and a hope. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Yedu Rav Shmuel bar Shilus b'Shita Rav. He says elu dekalim uklei pishtan. This is talking about date trees and pishtan, clothing made out of linen. So it means to say that even when they go out to Bavel, they're going to be taken care of. They're going to have food and they're going to have what to wear. They're good to go. Rashi points out, we find the Gemara, which comes up in Viyazdu, in the first paragraph test, that Oli Ula Ikla Labavel Chazam Oli Tzana the time. Remember, he went up there, he saw all these dates over there, so tons of dates, and he ate from them, he got sick, and the whole shtickle toyed there. Anyway, the point is that we're taken care of. Now we have another idea that he says that he dashes. This is what Yaakov says. Yitzchak says to Yaakov when he didn't realize that it's Yaakov. He says, "Wow, what you're smelling? I smell like that of the sada that Hashem was mevarich, that Hashem blessed." Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reidu Rav Shmuel bar Shilus Mishad Rav Kirech Sada Shel Tapuchim. It's like the smell of the field of apples. We're now going to jump into a back and forth discussion about what you're allowed to do, cutting your hair, cleaning your clothing. By the week of Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, after Tisha B'Av, etc. So says Gemara, Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av Lios B'Socha Asur L'Saper L'Chabes. It means the week. Don't forget. That's what Rashi points out in the Mishnah. The week that Tisha B'Av falls out, you're not allowed to cut your hair or clean your clothing. Amar Rav Nachman. Nachman says, Lo Shana El L'Chabes L'Lilbush. It's only talking about you're not allowed to clean it if you're going to put it on. Wear it. Av L'Chabes Aniach Mutter, but just to clean it and put it on the side, that's okay. Av Sheishas Amar, Afil L'Chabes Aniach, so even just watching it to put it on the side, it's also a problem. Rashi says, because when you do such a thing, then Kedesh Yilbush Achaz Man L'Achaz Tisha B'Av, Aser Denira K'Mesiach Daito Sha'osik B'Kibos B'Gadim. It looks like you're being Mesiach Das, moving away from the morning of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Av Sheishas Teda. Rav Sheshi says, you should know, my friend, that we find the Batli Katsre de Beirav, that the Katsre de Beirav, Rashi says that these are talking about Kach Shemam, Beloshin Yishmael, Vein Kopsin. These are the laundromats. Shemati Omer Mishem Shemekatsin Bigay Tzemer. The big day summer, the woolen clothing would become shorter when they would get laundered. Because you're dosed in the summer, aglaim, but mayim, shakarin, something, or fuliar, vahindi, the betakaminan, ein rurgel, ina de katsra. Ends up making it smaller. So then when vato, the laundromats didn't work during that week, during the time of when before Tisha B'Av. Now, frek the Gemara. Remember, because what do we say? Rav Nachman says that you're allowed to wash it, you're just not allowed to wear it. Sheisha says you're not allowed to wash it either. So now frek the Gemara on Rav Nachman, Masar Vamnuna. Bechamish, you said you're allowed to wash it, now wear it. But hold on a second. Our Mitzvah said, Bechamishim utar mipnei kavod Shabbos. On Thursday, you're allowed to go ahead and clean the clothing because of covered Shabbos. We're talking about if it falls out, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, you're allowed to do on Thursday to wear on Shabbos. Lemai. Now, what are we talking about? Elaim and lechabes alibus. We're talking about to launder it and to wear it. My kavod Shabbos ika. Then what does it have to do with kavod Shabbos? He's going to end up wearing it on Thursday. Then why is it kavod Shabbos? El aniach. It must be you're doing it in order to aniach, to put it aside. Uv chamishu the shari. And only on Thursday is it going to be mutter to do in order to use it. Aval a Shabbos kula aser. But the rest of the week it's going to be aser to do it, even though you're leaving it for Shabbos. So what you doing, Rav Nachman? You said you let it wash it even to use it afterwards. So the Gemara, no. Li'olam lechabes ve'lilbosh. Really what the Mishnah is talking about is cleaning it and wearing it on Thursday. Wow. Unbelievable. And still covered Shabbos. How so? We're talking about a person who only has one chaluk. Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday. Definitely can't do it on Tisha B'Av. But you can do it on Thursday, even to wear on Thursday, because you only have one clothing, one article, one suit, one shirt, one pants, one shirt. Dam Rav Asya Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Misha Ein Lo Ela Chalak Echad, Mutter Lechapsa B'Chol HaShemoyed, don't know, there's one chalak, you're allowed to clean on Chol HaMoyed. Rashi says, She'ein Lo Ela Chalak Echad, Delo Sagi, Delo Mechabes, Mepnei HaChnima, Vafilu Kibos Lefnei HaMoyed, Mutter Lechapsa B'Moyed. Even if you did it before the Moyed, you're allowed to do it on the Moyed itself. We're going to see when we get to Moed Katan Beis Hashem very soon that you're not allowed to go and do laundry on Chol HaMoed, but here you see you're allowed to. It's my Nami. We're even going to back up Rav Nachman a little more. Amar Rav Yomin, Amar Rav Elazar, Lo Shana Ela L'Chabes V'Lilbosh. We're only talking about to go and clean it and wear it right away. Aval Aniach Mutter. But if you're talking about, you can't wash it in order to put it on. But if you're washing it in order to leave it over, then that's going to be Mutter. not talking about the case of a person only has one chalak, whatever it is, but you're allowed to wash it, to leave it over. You can't wash it to wear it, though, unless it's the only thing that you have. May Svei, you frak the Gemara on that which you just said, that said Rabbi Lazar, so on hold a door, also the Chabbos of Day Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to be Mechabbos before Tisha B'Av. I feel like Niyach Lacha Tisha B'Av, even to put it after Tisha B'Av. The giyot shalanu kegiba shalam. And our giyots, which is a type of dry clean that used to have, actually says giyot shalanu is enu yafa ela kegiba shalahen. V'asa legayitz lefnei tishbav. Afilu aniyach la'achat tishbav. You can't do giyots even afterwards. Afal kegiba shalanu mutter, but our kibos is okay. So our kibos is like, our giyots is like their kibos, like their kibos. So when we say shalanu, we're talking about a bavel now, meaning not in Eretz Yisrael. When you're outside of it, so even the giyots, the dry cleaning, our dry cleaning is like they're doing laundry. And in Bavel, for you're not allowed to do that before Tisha B'Av, even if you're going to wear it after the fact. Klei Pishtan ain't be'a mishum giyots, but when it comes to Klei Pishtan, when it's talking about linen, then that doesn't fall into the same issue. A bit of a side point over there on the linen shtickle toyota, but we still come at the same time, though, is that it's also to go ahead in Eretz Yisrael to go ahead during Shavuot Shechalba when the Tisha B'Av is coming up over there to wash it, even if you're not going to wear it, then you're going to leave it over, which goes against Rav Nachman, goes against Rabbi Lazar, goes against Rav Nachman. Says Gemara Tiyufta and the Chinami, you knocked off Rabbi Lazar, it is gone. And now, Shalach Rav Yitzchak by Giyuri Mishmid Rav Yochanan, Afal Pi Sha'am Rekli Pishtan Ein Behem Mishum Giyots, even though we said that there's no problem with linen stuff to go and do Giyots to do dry cleaning, I will also love some Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha, it would be us for you to wear them on the week in which Tisha B'Av falls out, if you actually did dry clean it. Different Mepharshim explain why is that a problem? Dry cleaning. One of them would say it's because you can't really effectively clean it so well. But once you did that, so then it's then nothing doing, no good. You wouldn't be allowed to wear it. Amar Rav says lo shana el lefana. He says no, it's only usher to go ahead and wash something lefana before, right? Wash it before Tisha B'Av. Avalo acharav mutter. After Tisha B'Av, then it's mutter. Meaning that don't think that if it falls out during the week, that after Tisha B'Av, let's say if you have Tisha B'Av on Wednesday, so what about on Thursday and Friday? It's still on that week. It's just, that's okay. You're allowed to go and wash stuff after. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Achar V'Nami Aser, he says, even afterwards, it's problematic. It's going to be Aser as well. Now, they're going to ask Kasha on that. May Svei, really, after is a problem? We know that we say the following Brisa. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos Besocha Asa L'Sabbat L'Chabbos. If you have Shabbos, a week, the Tisha B'Av falls out, in that week, it's also to go ahead and to cut your hair or to clean your clothing. V'chamishi mutar v'nei kavod Shabbos. V'chamishi, it's mutar to do it. You're allowed to go and clean your clothing because of kavod Shabbos. Kate said, how so? Chal Yos Bechal B'Shabbos, if it falls out on Sunday, mutar l'chabbos kol Shabbos kulo. You can go and wash it the entire week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all good. V'sheni, v'shlishi, revi, v'chamishi. Lefan of aser, but to do it beforehand, that's going to be aser. Lachar of mutter, after it's going to be mutter. Cholios be'er of Shabbos, but falls down there of Shabbos, which means on Friday. Mutter l'chabbos chamishim b'no kovlo Shabbos. You can do it on Thursday because of kovlo Shabbos. V'im lo kibbos v'chamishi b'Shabbos. If you didn't do it on Thursday, mutter l'chabbos be'er of Shabbos, min ha'mincho l'mala, then you're even allowed to do it er of Shabbos, means on Tisha B'Av. Wa-wa-wi-wa, starting from mincha and on, getting close to Shabbos itself. Comes along right in the middle over here, and Abaye would say the following: La'itala Abaye v'itim Rav Acha bar Yaakov aha. He says somebody who do such a thing, you're doing laundry on Tisha B'Av, they are a person who is going to get they are cursed. They would curse people who do such a thing. That says a mechabes b'Tisha B'Av. I feel a minim chalamala. You don't do that. It's Tisha B'Av. Don't mess. Now. Chalios b'sheni b'chamishi, finishing off what we said. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Monday or on Thursday, Koren Shlosho Maftir Echad. So what we do is three people will go and they read from the Teda. One of them finishes up by doing Haftorah. Dershu Hashem. He wants, oh, but Shishu Reviv falls out, Tisha B'Av falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, then Kori Echad, Umaftir Echad. Then one person gets called up to the Torah and one of them does Haftorah. B'yosi Omer, B'olam Koren Shlosho Maftir Echad. You always do three and one. Because we first one was saying that it's Mondays and Thursdays, like regular days. You read the leaning. The other one's talking about, no, anytime you do such a thing. Nonetheless, what still comes out from all of these statements is that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to do the laundry after the fact with no problems. Tehiyuv to the Shmuel seems to be knocking off Shmuel, who says that it's going to be usher to do it after the fact. Armelecha Shmuel, Shmuel can answer back and say, Tanoi, Samachluk is Tanoi, good, yeah, you brought something, you knocked me off, but there's someone else that agrees with me. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Tisha B'Av, Shechal Yoz B'Shabbos, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. V'chein, Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechal Yoz B'Shabbos, or Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Ochel v'shoseh, one can eat, one can drink. V'osekol tzorchav, he could do anything that he needs to do. Umale al shulchano, afil k'suz shlomo b'shabbos, and he can put on his table, even like shlomo melech k'suz daso, which is like a ton of food they used to have over there. You let it go out and enjoy yourself in a very great way. V'osekol sabba l'chabas rosh chodesh v'ad latanis, and it's also to go and cut your hair or to clean your clothing from rosh chodesh av until tishba av. Divrei Meir, as I can look at Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol HaChodesh Kulo Otsir, he says the entire month is Aser. Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel Omer Eino Otsir Ela Oso Shabbos Levad, only that week is going to be Aser, but we see nonetheless that there are opinions over here, namely Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel Gamliel are saying that it's going to be Aser even after the fact, and that's who he is going like. That's who Shmuel is going like, Shmuel Gamliel. He's working in that world that these things are even us after the fact. V'tanya yidach, we have another braisa, which brings up these three people we just mentioned. V'noig evel rosh chodesh v'alatainis, you should be involved in avelis, be feeling the loss starting from rosh chodesh av until tishah b'av, including divrei Meir. He says the entire month it's aser. In other words, a person should be involved in avelis. He says not only that week, which means that the week of Tisha B'av. All of them dashing it from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, I'm going to bring all the joy to an end, her festivals, her months, and her Shabbos. Manda Amir Rosh Chodesh V'Aletainis, the one who says that from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av itself, beep, turn the page. Daf Lamed Aleph, Mechag, he darshens it from the word Chag. And as Rashi explains, Chag is referencing the idea of Rosh Chodesh, so we're saying from Rosh Chodesh. Manda Mekodesh Chodesh Kulo Aser Mechadusha. He learns it out from the fact that it says the word Chadusha, meaning the month. Manda Mekodesh Shabbos Kulo Aser Mishabbata. Rabbi Gamliel says that it's going to be the entire week of Tisha B'Av. He learns from Mishabbata, from its Shabbos. Okay, let's get to these two dots over there. And the Amar of Rav Halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel, Halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's only the week of Tisha B'Av. Amar Rav Halachik Rav Meir, Halachas like Rav Meir, who it's only before Tisha B'Av, but not after Tisha B'Av. V'tarvayu, and both of these turn out to be Lekula as a Kula. Utsricha, and we need to say both. Diashmina Halachik Rav Meir, would have said Halachas like Rav Meir, Havamina Filim Rosh Chodesh, I would have thought that it even starts from Rosh Chodesh, that it's going to be from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. Tamashmala Halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he says straight up that it's only the week of Tisha B'Av. V'yashmina Halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel, would have said that, and Havamina would thought, Afil Lacharav, would have thought maybe it goes and continues after Tisha B'Av. Kamashmala Halachik Rav Meir says it's like Rav Meir, which means only before Tisha B'Av and not after Tisha B'Av. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show y'all a great, great day.